After numerous cancellations and heavy American pressure, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres today opened truce talks in the Gaza Strip. The two are expected to sign a joint declaration outlining steps to strengthen a ceasefire declared last week. The meeting went ahead despite an explosion near an Israeli army base in Gaza that wounded three Israeli soldiers. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Efforts to arrange a meeting between Peres and Arafat have gone on for weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon had insisted there be 48 hours of total quiet before he would allow his foreign minister to meet with the Palestinian leader. In the past week, since Arafat declared a ceasefire, the violence has decreased significantly, but not completely. Early this morning, a bomb exploded in a tunnel dug by Palestinians underneath an Israeli army base in Gaza, injuring three soldiers. A gun battle between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen then broke out, injuring several Palestinians. Palestinians said Israeli tanks also entered a nearby refugee camp and damaged houses. Israeli analysts said the fact that the meeting went ahead as planned shows the intense amount of American pressure that has been put on Sharon. Secretary of State Colin Powell has phoned the Israeli leader almost every day and urged him to allow the meeting to proceed. The Bush administration believes truce talks could help the U.S. put together a broad anti-terror coalition that would include Arab states. Today's document lists steps that each side will take in the next week. Israelis and Palestinians will resume security cooperation, and Palestinians agreed to cease all attacks on Israelis. In exchange, Israel will remove the closure on areas where there is quiet and make it easier for Palestinians to travel around the West Bank and Gaza. Israel is also supposed to ease restrictions on Palestinians entering Israel to work. These are basically the steps laid out in a U.S.-sponsored plan called the Mitchell Report, which was signed by both sides but never implemented. Israeli analysts say they're doubtful that today's meeting will lead to a real ceasefire. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says the only way a ceasefire will work is if Arafat hits hard at Palestinian militant groups, which have been responsible for most of the killings of Israelis in the past year.
Now, he's never put his authority to the test among the Palestinian population. I don't know what the figure are, but I can't imagine there are many regimes in the world that have as many security people per head of population. So he has the military power. The question is whether he would lose public support.
Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi says Arafat has proven in the past that he can crack down on Islamic militants. Wahidi says that if Prime Minister Sharon is serious about returning to the negotiating table, the Palestinian public will support a renewed peace process despite their current anger with Israel.
I believe that Palestinians also need peace. They need to live like other people. They need to see themselves traveling, doing business. They are looking for this meeting as if perhaps this will be a breakthrough, and they have hope.
The ceasefire talks come just 2 days before the one-year anniversary of the Palestinian uprising. In the past year, more than 700 people have been killed, three-quarters of them Palestinians. Both sides agree it will be very difficult to rebuild trust and move forward with a peace process. But they also say that the alternative is another year of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.